Thanks for letting me stay here while Leonard Skypes with his girlfriend.
Oh, it's no problem. It's actually kind of nice. You reading, me reading. We're like an old married couple.
If we were an old married couple, the wife would serve iced tea and snickerdoodles.
I don't have iced tea and snickerdoodles.
Good wife would go to the store.
I want a divorce.
Good. On the way to see the lawyer, pick up some tea and cookies. I must say, I'm enjoying your new chair.
Oh, it's great, isn't it?
It is. Aligns the lumbar, cradles the coccyx, balances the buttocks. This is a chair worthy of the name.
What name?
Chair.
All right, well, I'm glad you like it. I mean, I still can't get over the fact someone just threw it away.
What?
Yeah, it was just sitting on the street. I paid a homeless guy $10 to help me get it up here.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
What is wrong?
I've been sitting in garbage.
Sheldon, take it easy.
You take it easy. I need to use your shower.
I went into this marriage with so much hope.
There's a wet Band-Aid on the shower floor!
Our whole universe was in a hot, dense state that nearly 14 billion years ago expansion started.
Wait.
The Earth began to cool, the autotrophs began to drool, Neanderthals developed tools, we built a wall.
We built the pyramids, math, science, history, unraveling the mystery. It all started with a Big Bang.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of PMS, the Perpetual Motion Squad, a Big Bang Theory fan podcast. And we are your hosts, Big Bang Theory super fans, Kat
and Paul.
And we are excited to be back for another episode, Season 5, Episode 2, The Infestation Hypothesis.
What did we think of this episode?
Eh.
Just
Well, let me put it this way. There's one piece of trivia. There's really not a whole lot to it.
Yeah, there is that. I mean, we always like to have a lot of trivia with regards to any episode we do of the Big Bang Theory, but unfortunately,
lot of embarrassment in this episode with Leonard.
Yeah. I don't know. I think Raj and Howard have got him beat on that one.
Just a lot of uncomfort in this episode.
Yeah, I will definitely say so. I mean, there are certainly aspects of this episode that you sit there and it's very cringeworthy. Mm.
Still say Raj is gay and doesn't admit it.
They have never acknowledged it.
And that Beverly was correct in calling out their ersatz homosexual relationship.
Yeah, because there's one aspect of this episode that's like, oh boy, yeah. I just very, very uncomfortable.
Yeah, it's very uncomfortable to watch. I wonder how it was for the actors doing it. They just thought it was hilarious or if it was kind of weird.
No, I think they probably looked at it as rather just, look, it's like everything. It's just a job. So for them, it would probably be hilarious to do. But
maybe.
I think the way that they actually did it was pretty much right on the money for Raj and Howard. Although it's just, I don't know. It's just really weird. And of course, you don't see Bernadette in this episode either. So we've got no Bernadette. We are now seeing that Priya has moved back to India, which means that we are getting closer to the end of Priya. Thank God.
Yeah.
She has moved back and now she is only Skyping with Leonard. But we will get to that part of that episode. So the episode opens up where Leonard is having a dinner date at nighttime, but in Mumbai, it's actually 8 a.m. So Sheldon comes up with an idea that he's going to call it Dinfast.
Dinfast.
And he's like, no, Dinfast.
Because it's 8 a.m. in Mumbai.
Yeah. And that's the whole thing with Sheldon, is that he always gets the idea of what he can possibly do to make things uncomfortable. Even so, like Leonard's got a nice dinner he set up. He's got candles lit, and of course, you know, Sheldon comes in and says, "Well, are they made out of soy or something? Because they're paraffin wax."
Are they soy based candles?
Yeah, because the paraffin has carcinogenics that contribute to cancer, and if that's
if cancer is the atmosphere that you're looking for, good on you.
yeah, go for it. So, and he's like, no, he's, I'm trying to have a dinner date with Priya. And he's like, well, it's 8 a.m. in the morning, so we're going to go with Dinfast. And so when Priya does eventually log in through Skype, Sheldon decides, well, this is a great time just to make himself scarce out of the apartment, which is really interesting because Sheldon wouldn't usually do that.
Well, that, and he actually says in front of Priya, Leonard and Priya are both saying how much they miss each other.
Yeah.
And Sheldon says, I miss the days when your girlfriends could be returned to the video store.
I mean, look.
Yeah, normally he'd go into his room and put on noise-canceling headphones.
He would, but I mean, I don't really think that Priya and Leonard are going to be doing anything on this. This is just a dinner date.
No, but he doesn't want anything to do with it.
No, I know, but I mean, there's going to be no, as he says a little later on, which we'll get to about the self-abuse, but there's nothing like that. It's just good old-fashioned sitting there. And look, I understand it because, you know, Leonard and Priya are trying to make a long-distance relationship work. And even Leonard says, you know, there are some people that would say to, you know, that it's really great that you're trying to make a long-distance relationship work.
And Sheldon says, when I come to power, those will be the first people sterilized.
So, you know, you can really see that he's not being supportive. So he does go over to Penny's apartment, and they end up and he's sitting in this really nice chair. It is
it's a beautiful chair.
It's a lovely chair, but unfortunately we find out that there's something wrong
Penny
with it.
Penny went street side diving for it.
Yeah, and found it. So,
and he realizes he's sitting in garbage.
Yeah, but originally when he's sitting there, you know, they're just sitting there and just reading. And Penny makes this statement of like, oh, wow, this feels like we're an old married couple.
You're reading, I'm reading.
And he goes, well, if we're an old married couple, then the wife would be serving him, the husband, snickerdoodles and iced tea.
Iced tea and snickerdoodles, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I don't have iced tea and snickerdoodles.
Yeah. And then he says, well, you know, maybe the next time you should get iced tea. And
no. He says a good wife would go to the store.
That's right.
And then she's like, goes, I want a divorce. And he's like, well, on the way to the attorney, stop off and get some iced tea and snickerdoodles.
And then, you know, he's sitting there and he's like, he compliments Penny on the new chair, saying it's very comfortable. It keeps the lumbar support very nicely, and it curves the buttocks. And she goes, I know. She said, I cannot believe that someone just threw it out, and I found it on the curb. She said, I even paid a homeless guy $20 to bring it upstairs. And this is where Sheldon absolutely freaks out.
Yeah.
And he's like, and she's like, what is it?
And he starts stripping.
Yeah. And he's like, I'll be sitting in garbage. And she's like, relax, it's okay.
And he's like, nope, I have to go use your shower. And then 5 seconds later comes running out in his
underwear,
tiny whiteies,
yeah,
screaming there's a Band-Aid on the floor of the shower.
A wet Band-Aid, yeah. And I like it how Penny sits there and goes, I had so much hope when I went into this marriage.
I know.
So then we transition over to the university. And, of course, we've got Howard, Leonard, and Raj using a $175,000 hydraulic thermo-foaming press to make a panini sandwich. Only the guys would come up with that idea.
Most expensive sandwich press.
I know. Only the guys would come up with this. And of course,
I'm sure they're not the only ones who actually do that.
Yeah, I'm sure there are a lot of academics out there that are listening to our podcast going, well, I use a thermo press to do paninis.
Yeah,
what are you talking about? I've done that.
I've done that. Just don't tell my boss.
Yeah, that is not the question of the day, people. So don't worry about it. I mean, we're not going to get you
a question today.
Yes, I do. We are not going to get you in trouble for anything. So I like how Howard actually asks how the long distance relationship with Priya is going. And Leonard just says, well, yeah, it's going okay. We just sit and we just talk for a while. And you know, Howard tells him, have they got to do the cyber nasty yet with Priya?
He's like, what? He's like the virtual pickle tickle.
The bow chicka wow.
Oh, wow.
And it's like, no, absolutely not. And he goes, well, and I like it.
And in Leonard's defense, virtual sex is a lot harder than it sounds.
Yes, it is. Yes. We have a moment of silence for everyone. So I'm just going to keep that silent. And I like it how, you know, Howard comes back with, you know, there's some fancy guy in a turban who grew up with a Kama Sutra coloring in book that might end up by stealing Priya from you.
And Raj is like, can you get any more
racist?
And he's like, yeah. So and knowing Howard, he could.
Oh, he certainly can. So I love it how Sheldon runs in and says to Leonard, because they're in Howard's lab. So Sheldon comes down to the as the lower class people, as he calls it, and asks for Leonard whether he could check him for chair lice.
Oh, yeah, check his head for chair lice. And he's like, I did it this morning. I'm not doing it again. And Howard's like, just his head, right? And Leonard does a full body shudder and says, I really don't want to talk about it. Which suggests it wasn't just his head.
I know, which is absolutely terrifying. Yeah. So that evening, we see that Sheldon goes to Penny's apartment to check on the chair. And she says, no, it's all good, Sheldon. I've had it completely cleaned out. I even sent it to the...
I took off the slip covers. I had the chair fumigated. It's fine.
It's even cleaner than my...
it's cleaner than my couch, and I found half a Hot Pocket in there.
Yeah. So, you know, Sheldon goes over and has a sniff, and he goes, well, that's very, very reassuring. It smells very...
There's a toxic chemical smell, which I like.
And he said this, and he sits down and he goes, oh, yes, this feels and smells good. And then suddenly you see a bug crawl on Sheldon's arm. And of course, so then he ends up by flicking it off. And then a load of bugs start crawling all over him. And you can see, obviously. And then you can see, obviously, after that sound grab, you can see. I hope that didn't actually make anyone squeamish, by the way. Yeah. But you can see that he suddenly wakes up out of a dream and runs towards Penny's apartment. And I like how Leonard sits there and goes, oh, it's like living with a chihuahua.
I know. I'm not a big fan of this episode, but it did make me laugh on occasion.
There are certainly some funny
moments that made me laugh.
Yeah, funny parts of this episode. So he goes over to Penny's apartment and he demands that she removes the chair from the building. And every attempt he tries to get her to remove it is unsuccessful. Like, he won't do it. He's knocked on the door once, and she opens the door, and he goes, I want you to remove that chair. No, and closes the door. He knocks on again, opens the door, and he says, listen, I am designating this place to be condemned, and you need to step out so I can call the authorities to remove the chair of death. And she's like, nope. And so,
okay, well, you're missing the best part of that entire exchange.
Well, I can't remember the exchange. So what did the exchange?
Well, vamp for a second. I'm pulling it up.
I like it how I've got to fill in on this episode. I've got to keep talking until Kat gets the right part of the episode.
Oh, well, yeah, like you're not able to just keep talking and listen to the sound of your own voice.
I can talk underwater. And that was terrible. People, are you upset with what Kat talks to me about? And
oh,
how she talks to me? If so, perpetualmotionsquad00@gmail.com, and give me give me some love on the podcast. Say we feel for you, Paul. Oh, I guess.
They didn't do the whole thing. No. Thing? Okay, so the first one is, I forget what the first one was.
What's up, Buttercup?
What's up, Buttercup? And then the second one is, what's the word hummingbird?
Bird. And
which is my one piece of trivia.
Yep.
Because she's repeating a line from the song The Telephone Hour from the musical Bye Bye Birdie.
Yep. And the third one
is, what's the gist, physicist? I like that one. You got that one.
I did. And the last one is, as he opens the door, Penny brings out the chair cushion to the door and absolutely freaks him out.
Well, okay. And the point is, he got two knocks in.
Yeah.
So it's knock, knock, Penny. She opens the door, puts the cushion in his face, and he runs away screaming. So she closes the door, and then he comes back, Penny, to get the third one in.
So now we transition from that scene over to in bed with Leonard, and Leonard is chatting online with Priya. And he's trying to talk dirty to Priya, and he starts off with the, you know, you're a dirty
bad girl.
You're a bad girl, and
I want to punish you
with my love, and she's like, really?
No.
And he's like, he's like, no good. And she goes,
he's like, nope, try again.
Try again. And he goes, you're a dirty girl. And
she's like, yes, I am.
And he goes a bit too far. You're a filthy, disgusting.
And she's like, Leonard, shut up. Stop talking. And he's like, do what I tell you to do. He's like, oh, okay, like normal. Like usual.
So she says, take off your shirt. And he does.
Okay, now, man, nipples.
And she's like, Leonard, stop talking. And he goes, oh, yes, ma'am. Now take off your shorts. And he does. And he's like, naked. And she goes, now I will take off my top. And just as you see that she's about to remove her breasts, the laptop freezes. And I like it how Leonard's like,
hi, honey, have you missed these?
And he's like, oh, damn it.
Oh, not again, Leonard.
which we know in the last episode of Premature Something, that's what maybe Leonard's going on with. Because then suddenly Sheldon shouts from his room and suggests that they reset the TCP IP stack. And he's like, oh, thanks for that. And he goes, can you tell me when it's all finished? Because I'm with your self-abuse, because I'm trying to stream a movie on Netflix in here. So I love that. I love that part of the episode. That's really so. After that part of the episode, we move over to Howard's lab, and he has decided to make. And this is really, really uncomfortable to watch.
It's creepy.
It's creepy.
I mean, it's not creepy, but it's just the
Howard has made a motion
kissing machine.
It's a motion sensor kissing machine, and his idea is, you've got one in here in America, and you send the other one to Priya in India. And what happens is, when you're kissing here, she'll feel it there, and vice versa.
Which is a great idea in theory.
It is a great idea, except Howard starts to try it, and
he's just demonstrating it.
He's demonstrating
so that you can see the tongue motion in the one that is not being used.
And he says to Leonard, give it a try. And he's like, no, thank you. And of course, this is where Raj steps up and goes, I'll try it.
So, I'm still telling you, Raj should have been gay. I still think he's undiagnosed gay.
Yeah. So they start doing it. And, of course, Raj is like, that's very, very, very realistic. And as he's doing it, Raj accidentally, he says it was on purpose or just playing.
Well, he's like, you bit my tongue. And he's like, I was being playful. I nibbled.
Yeah. And he goes, why do you have to make everything weird? And he goes, I'm sorry. And of course, this is where Howard goes, look, try it again. So they start doing it again. And
Leonard's like, you don't think this whole thing isn't weird?
And you can see that Leonard's just, his head like drops down into his chest, like, oh my God, I can't believe I'm watching this. But I like it how Raj goes, is that better? And of course, Howard's like, oh yeah, you've got it. And it's like, there is something really wrong with this scene.
And the two of them are like eyes closed,
they
really
are
getting
really
into
going for
God
it.
Knows what they were fantasizing about.
Oh, I would only hope that they were both fantasizing about girls, because this would be very, very.
Not that there's anything wrong with being gay.
No, there's nothing wrong with being gay. I don't have anything wrong, any problems with people being gay. That's cool, no problems. But I'm just saying that in this scenario, when you can see Leonard looking at the both of them going, this is just wrong. This is just really, really strange. I don't think we can do this.
No.
So later we see that the episode transitions over to Amy's apartment, where she's playing the girl from
Ipanema on
her harp.
And she's really good. And did you know that all of the actors in Big Bang Theory who play an instrument had to actually learn how to play the instrument?
That's really cool. That's why I really like this series.
Yeah. So
really love the show.
Simon Helberg, who plays Howard, actually is a he could have had a career as a concert pianist.
Really?
Yeah, he actually had to choose between pursuing which career, and when he landed on Big Bang, he ended up going with this direction.
Yeah.
But if you've ever seen the movie Florence Foster Jenkins, it really showcases his piano playing ability.
Wow, okay.
Yeah. But and I love the episode where it's his anniversary with Bernadette and the gang goes and sings her the song and he plays the piano for her.
Yeah, I do.
That's actually one of my favorite moments in the entire series, and we'll obviously get to that in a future episode. But
and I'll even put in the song.
Yes,
so we can listen to the
song. Oh yeah,
I have to put in the song.
Oh yeah, you got to put the song in.
Yeah.
He is a concert level pianist, and he's absolutely brilliant. But May and Bialik had to learn how to play the harp,
the harp,
and then also that like lap harp thing that she sings Soft Kitty in Chinese on.
That's right. Yeah. And I guess the guy who plays Leonard, I've got a
yeah,
brain.
Leonard.
He has to play the harp,
the cello.
The cello,
yeah. Yeah, he had to learn how to play the cello.
Yeah, but it really is interesting, just digressing just very, very briefly.
I wonder if he
We
kept up with it.
I don't know. We saw a movie that was about the three women that helped put man on the moon. And in
Hidden
that,
Figures.
that's right. And in the movie, Jim Parsons is playing one of the scientists that actually
Yeah.
is working with them. And it really is true what Jim Parsons did say
Pardon
is that
me.
he didn't want to be typecast as Sheldon. But when you see that movie, you see Sheldon. You really
Yeah.
do. I mean, he even stars in a movie about some Hollywood guys that were like male gigolos, I think, if I remember correctly, that he was gay in, he was openly gay in the show, in the
Yeah.
movie.
Yeah.
But even then, you can see Sheldon, even though he does a complete 180 every time you see him. It's like, oh, there's Sheldon. It just seems wrong that he's not being in The Big Bang Theory. So, you know, there are a lot of people. I mean, we watched Kaley Cuoco's new movie that came out as she was a spy.
Oh,
And
that was fun.
that was brilliant. That was really good. I wanted to see The Flight Attendant, but they've taken it off of Amazon, off of Prime now. I'm
It
hoping to
was
get it
on
when
Prime?
yeah, it was.
Oh
Yeah, we
man, if I'd known that.
missed it.
Yeah.
But I'm hoping to get it on DVD because I really want to see the flight attendant.
Yeah, me
But
too. Well,
I
we can
really,
probably actually get it on DVD.
yeah,
But
that's what I
Johnny
mean.
Galecki actually does play the cello.
He does. Well,
Yeah.
that see, well, there you
But
go.
and I just found out that apparently he has pretty much retired from acting after The Big Bang Theory ended, but he has a talent for interior design and he ended up doing a spread in Architectural Digest.
Really?
Yeah.
See, a lot of them don't really have, I mean, they don't really have to work at all for the rest of their lives. I mean, Miam
No.
Bialik
If
does,
they do it correctly, they'll never have to.
yeah, Miam Bialik does her podcast every week, so you can listen to her podcast. And Kaley Cuoco is an active, obviously she's an active horse rider and loves everything to do with animals and stuff like that, but she's still acting very heavily. I don't know whether what Melissa Rauch is doing or Simon Helberg's doing, or even the guy that played or Niall K
Niall
Kale,
Cunar.
yeah, that's doing. I don't think he's doing anything.
He's actually, no, he is doing some
Is he
stuff.
doing
He just
acting?
he has a film that's just coming out. I follow him on Instagram and he's been red carpeting for this new movie.
Oh,
But
okay.
I'm sorry, I can't rem I'll find okay, but The Flight Attendant is available on DVD.
Yeah, good. I want to get that for sure. So going back to the episode, now we've digressed a little bit. Let's get back on the episode, and we see that Sheldon goes and knocks on Amy's door, and they start talking about Penny's brand new chair. And he says to Amy, he wants to get her to ask, basically convince Penny to get rid of the chair. And I like it now. Well, what's in it for me? And he says, well, what do you want? And she goes, well, maybe you can kiss me somewhere I've never been kissed before.
Oh, like Salt Lake City? That
But
was a good line.
I like it how originally when he comes in, she says, would you like me to play the theme song? I was playing the girlfriend Ipanema. Do you want me to play the theme song to Different Strokes? And goes to start playing it. And he goes, no, thank you. And she goes, well, that's all the songs I know. What's up? And that's where he says to her, I want you to try and convince Penny to get rid of this chair. And she's like, okay, but for something to be, given, it's got to be received. So maybe you can kiss me in some place I've never been kissed. So it's like, oh, okay. So when Sheldon's about to leave,
This is one of the best parts of the show, of this episode.
he goes to. As he goes to leave, he says to her about the fact that he doesn't like the harp because there's always that music you actually hear when there's like a transition of a scene. Like, and I cannot,
And it's like a flashback.
yeah, flashback scene.
Yeah, and it's that.
Yeah. So as Sheldon goes to leave, Amy plays the notes on her harp, and Sheldon has a flashback and says, no, I'm sorry, mummy, don't chastise me. And he goes, don't do that.
And Kunal Nayar has been working on a film called The Astronaut.
Oh, he does. Oh,
Yeah,
okay.
so that's just coming out now. And
Right.
he's very excited about it.
So now we see that Amy has arrived in Penny's apartment. And if you want to know, this chair is actually the chair of death.
Oh, sorry. It's called Spaceman, and it's going to be on Netflix.
Oh, okay.
March 1st. So.
Right. So we go in, and Amy is standing there and suddenly looks at the chair of death. Or even more terrifying, there's even another one that it could possibly be.
What do you mean?
Didn't you hear the sound effects?
Yeah.
Yes, wasn't that terrifying? I think that one was more terrifying.
Yeah, terrifying.
I've been trying to be lighthearted on this podcast. So I like it how Amy is really, she's put in a very bad situation.
Yeah.
You know, she doesn't want to be caught between Sheldon and Penny.
No. And it's a terrible thing for Sheldon.
It really is. It's really, really hard to go through. So, you know, Penny's sitting at her coffee bar or at the, what would you call it? What's she sitting at?
What? You mean her breakfast bar?
Breakfast bar. Thank you. Yeah. She's sitting at her breakfast bar and Amy's sort of like circling the chair and she says Penny comes back with, oh, you know, I think it's probably worth about $200. And Amy's like, oh, but don't you worry about, you know, the possibility of there being, you know, things that are in the chair and whatever. And she goes, no. And she goes to it. She goes, oh, Sheldon has put you up to this.
He sent you.
He sent you to try and get me to get rid of this chair.
No.
And she goes, you know, Amy, that is really crappy of you. Maybe you should just leave.
It is?
Yeah. And she goes, yeah, it really is. And Amy goes, no, please, please, don't let me leave. You know,
Stay part of your world.
Yeah. And she goes, she sits in the chair and she goes, you know, no, it's okay. I love this chair. It's a very, very comfortable chair. And as she's sitting there, she goes, ow. And Penny goes, what's wrong? And she goes, oh, nothing, just something's biting my tushy.
Ow.
And she goes, ow. And Penny goes, get up.
And then she jumps up and they look and there's this thing moving. You can see it moving in the seat cushion.
Yeah. And this is where the girls run out of the apartment screaming all the way down the friggin' steps. And of course, like Amy's like, it promises Penny not to tell Sheldon about the incident as long as she can tell her doctor because she might need shots.
She's probably going to need shots.
Yeah. It is. Oh, God. So, meanwhile, we go back to the apartment again, back into Sheldon and Leonard's apartment, and Leonard is now trying to talk dirty to Priya on Skype because he's Googled the idea. So he's got like this flashcard.
Yeah, he has a script.
And he goes, no, okay.
And she starts to try to talk to him, and he's like, no, you're going to listen to me.
Yeah, you're my woman, and I'm going to pleasure you.
And Leonard, say my name. And
then she goes, my parents are here. Aww. And Mr. and Mrs. Cuthbert Polly on either side of the screen comes in and goes, and
they just give him the look. And I tell you, the woman who plays her mother gives the best look.
Oh. But her father looks and goes, Leonard, if I may say your name. So, yeah, but they stare very sternly at him. Of course, now we see that outside of the building, Howard and Raj find Penny's discarded chair out on the curb. And I like it how Raj comes back with, you know what? If we put this into Sheldon and Leonard's apartment, I wouldn't have to sit on the floor all the time. And they go, that's a great idea.
Let's take it in.
So they start to carry the chair back into the lobby and the camera focuses on the thing that is moving around the back of the chair. The screen goes black and that is the end of this episode. As we said, it's a good, not a great one.
Yeah, it's not a great episode, but it did have some funny moments.
Yeah, there were certainly some funny moments, some very cringeworthy moments.
Yeah.
Certainly with regards to Howard and Raj, I think those two were
Leonard and Priya.
Yeah, I would say...
That last one with Leonard and Priya was really embarrassing.
It really was. But, I mean, the thing is that when you see that part of the episode where you got Priya sitting there, you know, she's not dressed up in a negligee. She's not in her bedroom. You'd kind of think that maybe you've caught her at a wrong time. But then again,
she's sitting in front of that tapestry. Her parents always sit in front of.
So that would probably be in their living room. But once again, it also comes down to why did Priya answer it to begin with?
Yeah.
I mean, why did she answer
the Skype
call?
Well, she didn't know he was going to pull that.
No, I know. It's. I'm not blaming Priya in the slightest for doing that. But
it's not her fault.
But it was very cringeworthy. But I just love the fact that now that Priya has moved back to India, it is getting close to the end
of the Priya arc.
of the Priya arc and the Priya storyline. Thank God. So yes. Yeah, but no, as I said, it was a good episode, not a great one, but it'll keep you entertained for the 25 minutes you can sit there and watch it. So, and I do like the interaction between Amy, Sheldon, and Penny. I think that was quite good too. Bernadette,
kind of hilarious.
Yeah, but as I said, Bernadette doesn't show up in this episode, which is fine because she becomes more of a stable diet as we go along in the series. She's going to get more and more involved in the storylines.
I wonder what she would have thought of the makeout thing that he and Raj did.
Yeah, I mean, I guess the Bernadette we know right now, that's not the condescending bitch that she becomes, I guess she would sit there and just say it's weird. But I wonder if
she'd get a little like, should I be concerned about this?
Yeah, and she probably would have also certainly called them out on that and gone, there is something just really weird. I think she probably would have made a good point of continuously bringing it up all the time.
Yeah.
You know, so I think there is that. But right now, she's not involved really deeply into the series. So, no. But she is coming. She's getting closer. So, but this week's episode question, I thought I'd do it before Kat wraps up, is going to be, have you ever had a long distance relationship?
We did. Twice.
Yeah.
When we first got together, we had only been dating a few months, and I ended up going to work on a cruise ship for 7.5 months.
Yep.
And then so
5 weeks after. Skype became our lifeline. Yep.
And then 5 weeks after I got back, we got married. And 10 days later, Paul left for Australia, and I didn't see him physically again until 10 days before our first anniversary.
Yeah.
It was a rough year.
Almost an entire year. So, yeah there's certainly... There is nothing fun about a long distance relationship. No. So that is this week's question.
That being said, we just celebrated 10 years. So,
yes. So that is this week's question. Have you ever had a long distance relationship? Email us perpetualmotionsquad00@gmail.com for the answer of that one. Or you can email it, or you can obviously answer directly on Spotify. But as I said, you can send us anything on Spotify. On direct email. Oh, I need another coffee.
Yeah.
I think I need another coffee. No, if you've got photographs of dogs, cats, birds, any animals, we love them, send them to us.
Like the picture we put up of Oliver.
Yes. Yes, we did that picture last week of episode one. That is of our puppy, Oliver.
Yep.
So, because Kat had said, we should put a picture up. And I was like, oh, how do I incorporate that in the show notes? I'm like, you know what? No, I'm just going to make him the header. So
he's the cover art.
Here's the cover art this last week. Yeah. So if you've got anything you want to email us, if you want a listener episode just for yourself, you can email us that, as Courtney did. You can also just email us any recipes you'd like us to try. Or if you just want to say hello, we are very open to each and every email that we get, and you will definitely get a response. So yes, this week's question, have you ever had a long distance relationship?
Cool. Okay. And before we move on to wrapping up the episode, if you enjoy movies and haven't checked out the Home Class movie chat, we invite you over to join us there.
Absolutely.
Okay. So for those following along at home, we had one cook at home and one sandwich takeaway, which was put in the world's most expensive sandwich press.
Yeah, it was.
I can still see them doing that too. It's like when Leslie Winkle was using the laser to heat up her cup of soup.
Or the nitrogen to flash freeze a banana.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can so see those guys doing that. So, you know, I can almost imagine there are a lot of people out there that work in labs that sit there and go, I wonder what that would do. Wonder what we could do with that. And so they, because you've got to think to yourself.
That's probably how microwaves were created.
Probably. Some guy sitting there with a laser going, I wonder if that would heat it up and then how we could actually
use that. Yeah.
Yeah, probably they've done that one.
All right. So Chuck Lorre Productions, Crazy Credits, Chuck Lorre Productions, number 350. The boy who farted laughing gas eschewed pretentious poses. He thought those who called him vulgar had boogers in their noses. And he claims that's from Ralph Waldo Emerson, which I highly doubt.
He is really, really weird with some of these vanity cards.
In his brain. So next week, we're doing season 5, episode 3, The Pulled Groin Extrapolation.
We know that one.
So we look forward to seeing you next time. And in the meantime, we'll catch up with you at the Cheesecake Factory.
Bye, everyone.
How's it going with the long-distance love affair?
Not easy, but we're making it work.
When you say making it work, does that include doing the cyber nasty?
What?
You know, the virtual pickle tickle. The digital bound tickle.
Come on, dude, this is my sister you're talking about.
Hey, Leonard jiggling his junk at her through a webcam has got to be easier for you to deal with than him actually touching her with it.
There's no junk jiggling, we just talk.
Are you insane? With high-speed internet, you have at your fingertips the greatest advancement in the field of sex since the invention of the washcloth.
I can't do that.
Well, if you don't, you're gonna lose Priya to some fancy guy in a turban who grew up with Kama Sutra coloring books.
How can you be so racist?
Oh, come on, tell me I'm wrong.
Music and mythology, Einstein and astrology, it all started with a big